This is the Passive Wealth Strategy Show, the show that will help you escape the Wall Street casino and build wealth on Main Street by investing in real estate. I'm your host, Taylor Lote, and today I'm coming to you with a solo episode. I'm not going to do a guest interview because I wanted to share some resources and lessons that I recently picked up and share those with you. So normally on this show, we're talking about building passive cash flow, building passive wealth on Main Street by investing in real estate. As I always mention in the tagline of the show. Well, in recent years, it's been almost impossible to avoid newer assets like cryptocurrencies and NFTs when you're getting into these conversations. Up until very recently, I really considered myself somewhat ambivalent and kind of a skeptic, if you will, about these particular asset classes. I'm a skeptical person by nature. I always look at things with a skeptical eye, particularly when it comes to finance and investing. You need to be skeptical and avoid scams and loss at any opportunity. You need to avoid those things like the plague. It's hard to make up for losses in your investments. And there's so many things out there that are, say, too good to be true in the crypto and NFT space. So while I didn't used to deny the potential for these technologies in the future, now my mind has kind of been changed. First off, in the wake of recent liquidity issues and bankruptcies at these different exchanges, which you've heard about, I'm not going to mention them by name, but you know, go on to the news and look up crypto bankruptcies and those kinds of things. I decided to do a little bit more digging into the crypto technologies and what's out there. The first resource that I want to share with you is a fairly long video, but it's long for a very good reason. It is packed with knowledge and professional insight by a lawyer digging into NFTs and the legal troubles around NFTs. And that's not to say a particular type of NFT, that's digging deeper into the technology. What NFT buyers buy when they buy an NFT and what they don't buy, what you don't get the rights to necessarily as an NFT buyer. He also digs into the potential future use cases for NFTs that are often touted by the NFT crowd as, you know, hey, this is going to come down the road. He digs into whether or not that's really viable as a path and whether we can really expect that to happen or if it's just vaporware, doesn't really exist, and we shouldn't expect that to be coming down the road. It's a very long video. It's about 45 minutes. So I can't sum the whole thing up for you. And I wouldn't even try because, again, this is an attorney really digging into the technology and the laws behind it and really all the troubles that come along with it. So first off, I want you to check that out. It's a Legal Eagle video on NFTs in the show notes. Link in the show notes. Really changed my mind from a skeptic that wasn't really digging that much into it because I have my focus on real estate now to I'm not for it. Are you investing in real estate passively but don't know what red flags to look for? Well, we've got the answer for you, a free 7-day video course on red flags in passive real estate investing that you can get right now by going to passiverealestatecourse.com. 7 days, 7 videos, 7 red flags in passive real estate investing. Check it out, passiverealestatecourse.com. Now back to the show. I don't think anybody should be investing in NFTs because there's no there. I'm sorry, it's speculative. Some people have made money, but most people are going to lose their shirts. Sorry, and this video will prove that to you. Next up, I want to talk a little bit about crypto. I'm not talking about Bitcoin or even Ethereum, like the two top cryptocurrencies that kind of may stick around. I'm talking about the broader crypto altcoin space. And I'm going to share 2 YouTube channels with you that you should dig into, CoffeeZilla and Spencer Cornelia. These guys dig into recent straight up Ponzi schemes in the altcoin space where people are out there promoting new cryptocurrencies, saying they're going to be the next big thing. They're making promises publicly about the features and benefits supposed of their particular cryptocurrency, whereas behind the scenes, they're tweaking things in their own benefits, straight up pump and dumping their investors. And some of you out there might be listening who were already ahead of me on this. You were already against it. And I think you were right. And the reason I'm coming to this kind of late, quote unquote, is because it's something that I wasn't really paying attention to. I think, as I've said many times in this podcast, it's critical if you're going to invest in real estate, you're going to focus on your business, you have to focus, you have to follow one course. So not get distracted by other random things. So I didn't get distracted by digging in. But now that there's been recent cases, and I know some people who have lost money in these things, I chose to dig in and try to understand more as a bit of a postmortem, if you will, of what went wrong in these cases. And I wanted to share those lessons with you. I can't sum it up all here. I'm just going to share those resources. Check them out in the show notes. So first off, you should watch the video from Legal Eagle on NFTs and all of the associated legal problems. And then you should also check out the two channels, CoffeeZilla and Spencer Cornelia. Spencer is a real estate investor. He's doing some great house hacks in Las Vegas, Nevada. And these guys both dig into these people who promote these altcoins that are just straight up pump and dumps. And I'm sure many of you, you're not falling prey to these. You might not even hear about them. Great. Honestly, that's fine. Just be aware. Know how to recognize a scam. Wanted to share those resources with you. Check them out in the show notes. We'll be back here on Monday with a new episode for you, a new interview with a new guest. I want to thank you for tuning in. I really want to point you toward these resources and recommend that you listen to or watch these videos so that you can understand and be better informed. Even if you're not considering NFTs, this really gave me an exposure, a non-hype exposure to what they really are. Because that's been one of the big problems with these things is getting objective, honest information with just a dispassionate kind of analysis where somebody doesn't have an axe to grind either way. They're just going through it and exposing any positives and negatives. And it's an awful lot of negative. So I'll leave it there for you. Just go watch the videos and you're going to learn a lot. Don't forget to subscribe and catch us here every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. We'll be right back here on Monday with the next interview. If you'd like to know more about what I do, the multifamily and self-storage investments that I do, just go to investwithtaylor.com and take the steps from there. Leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts if you're enjoying the show. Right now, I hope you have a great rest of your day and a great weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday. Bye-bye.